Good morning, I'm Carrie Miller. This is NPR News. Coming up, what it takes to buy a first-time home in a red-hot market. But first, to some news developing this morning. The family of 31-year-old Thurman Blevins, who was shot and killed by police in late June, is asking that criminal charges be filed against the police officers who were involved. NPR's John Collins attended the press conference the family held this morning at Minneapolis City Hall. And he's with me in the studio. And John, welcome. Good to have you here.
Good morning.
Why is the family coming forward now to make the request? The BCA is still in the middle of the investigation, right?
So the family is still waiting to hear exactly what the process will be for releasing some of the body cam footage. They said that they've been told by the mayor's office that it could be sometime next week, possibly, that they get to see the footage, which will be before it's released publicly.
And so why would they be coming forward now, given that we're waiting to see the video, that County Attorney Freeman is going to have to decide, given the evidence, about whether to press charges? Why are they asking for this now?
It seems like what they're trying to do is just make their one large demand very clear. And the demand that they're saying now that they're focusing on is they want a criminal prosecution here. As you pointed out earlier, the BCA is very early on in the investigation. We don't know even exactly how early, but the criminal investigation will obviously be where any prosecution comes out of.
And when you say that we don't really know where the BCA is in the investigation, that's because the BCA doesn't update on the process, right?
The BCA typically won't comment on an active investigation. We won't know until they finish pretty much everything. But in this particular case, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey has said that he wants to release the body camera footage before the investigation is complete, but after the key witnesses are interviewed by the BCA. So we're going to be potentially seeing the release of this footage before the entire investigation is complete, and the family will have time to process and comment on the
family has not seen the body cam video either.
At this point, they say they have not.
Okay. And so, as you say, Mayor Frey is saying that the video isn't going to be released until the BCA is finished. We should note that the Blevins family seems to have some concerns about the BCA being involved. Why?
So both the Blevins family and activists say that the BCA is too close to police. And in the past, what typically happened was that a police department would investigate itself in cases mm-hmm. like this. Mm-hmm. There was outcry over that. And most of the police investigations now are headed up by the BCA. But people are saying that the BCA is too close to law enforcement. They're pointing to previous cases, for instance, the investigation into the death of Philando Castile as an example of that.
There are some competing accounts of what actually happened in this shooting that occurred on June 23rd. When 31-year-old Thurman Blevins died. Does the family anticipate that the body cam video is going to resolve some of those competing accounts?
So Thurman Blevins' cousin, Sidney Brown, told me at this press conference that the family wants to see the video from the very start because they want to see why Thurman Blevins fled from police and what really instigated
that. So everybody agrees that he was fleeing.
That's what their understanding is at this point.
So what else do they want to get from the body cam video then?
It sounds like what they want to see is what caused him to get up and run and then be pursued by officers into the alley where he was fatally shot.
Did they indicate any kind of concern about being able to trust County Attorney Freeman's decision on whether to go forward with criminal charges against the officer?
There wasn't any discussion of that today.
Funeral is on Saturday?
The funeral Saturday, and Sidney Brown told me that it's purposely a public funeral.
Meaning what?
Meaning that the public can attend and the media.
And purposely why?
Yeah, we didn't get into that, but my understanding is they want it to be, you know, a place for the community to come and to be able to grieve or, just gather.
John, thanks.
Thank you.
John Collins with us in the studio this morning after attending a press conference at Minneapolis City Hall by the Blevins family.